Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful, Sam Cooke. I'm pleased to sit in again, another edition. This is Tim Aldred, author of the book Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, My Never a Sinner. My friends, today, I just hope that you are doing well. You know, I have not been doing so well over the past 2 weeks or stuff like that, but I am, you know, bouncing back and coming around. And I guess if you hear my speech, it may tell that, you know, I am feeling a lot better. Now, I remember a show that I had yesterday or so, right? And I really like, you know, the information that I was talking about. Oh, gosh, you know, it's a terrible, terrible time. Terrible time. And for people who don't even know what's going on in the world, it's just a terrible, terrible time. You know, and when you talk about African people, and what people, what they have been going through, my friends, it's just a terrible, terrible time. Because, hey, the truth is, the white people over the past 400 years decided that they are going to take over the African people, Western Hemisphere. And if you know anything about that, you will understand that African people migrate from Africa 100,000 years ago and come to the West. That's what happened. So how did these white people come to take over the Western Hemisphere? And they are sodomites. They are Homo erectus. They are not civilized folks. And it's just time that people get to understand and stop thinking. Stop thinking about these white people who came to the Western Hemisphere and call themselves American and all that kind of stuff. It's time to know the truth. It is time to know the truth. White people don't belong to Africa territory, none of African jurisdiction. They're all over the place now, Afghanistan and all over the place. These white people take over the place, right? And black people are no longer in control of their own territory. Now it's gone wrong because these white folks, they're sodomites, they are Homo erectus, and screw up a lot with Neanderthals and stuff like that. They don't know what they're doing. They just feel like okay, they can maneuver and usurp the African people. That's what is going on. Now, listen, I'm not for any of that. This AD and Adamani stuff, you know what AD and Adamani is? You know what it is before Christ? BC, before Christ, you know what that is? And you know what Christ means? Christ, in the year of our Lord, what year of the Lord? What, it doesn't mean anything with any sense at all. And they say they make laws now for the new world and for black people. Now it's time to tell the truth. If they're going to go as far as talking about they are making laws to control African people, it's about time to tell the truth. It is time to tell the truth. You see what I mean? Because there is nothing that these white people are doing that is the truth. And they think that they have control over African territories. And, Syria and all of these places, these sodomites. And it's like African people are not in the know that all the white people are doing is just smothering the African people with the church and the Bible and all this kind of stuff. You mean it's time for us to learn these old bunch of nonsense that these white people, all they're doing is shoving the black people around. That's all they're doing. All right? But blessed be the day Elohim is going to say, you know what? This is all over now. You know, what about that when that day come? What black people are going to do? What Africa is going to do? Because Africa is over there, a big culprit. All they are doing is just being slave traders. That's what Africa is doing. If African people don't wake up and get out of these sick, psychopathic Jesus Christ Church, if they don't get out, their life will just perish, waste away. That's what is going to happen, because it's still skylarking going on, and black people behave like them don't have any sense. But I mean, I'm reading the thing, I'm seeing it, and I mean, how can I deny the truth of history? Who are the civilized people? White people have never been civilized, not even one day in their life. You see what I mean? And if we cannot stand up and face the truth and say, hey, you know, we've never done you anything. You have done us something. And now it's time for you to take your stinking ass out of our territory. And this, colonialism, right? What do you call it? They come out after the African people migrate out of Africa 100,000 years ago and come into the Western world. I mean, why did these white people follow the African people when they could have gone into the Western world long time ago? They didn't do that. Why happened? Because we just don't know the truth about these white people. These white people cannot live on their own. Why do they follow us everywhere we go, right? And go all over the steppe and interbreed up and all this kind of stuff. It's because they just don't have civilized blood to live longevity like they would want, right? We know the truth. We know the truth. They can't live on their own. They just can't. Okay? So if you don't know, all that the black people are suffering under right now is these white people who is making churches and raise the hell with the devil and all this kind of stuff. And it's like, we don't know what they're doing. But I know what they're doing. Puritan, you know, all they're doing is, you have this word, all they're doing is sponging up the African people, because there is no salvation in Genesis creation story. There's no such a thing as a salvation, Adam and Eve in a garden. None of those things are true. None. I mean, not even the dust about Adam and Eve is true. It's a lie. And if you want to swallow this and allow these folks to turn African people into sodomites, it will be our fault. It will be our fault. You hear me tell you? And if you think that you are to be afraid of these sodomites, because that's what they are. Sodomites. Okay? I mean, that's what I read. That's what I know. That's what I come to know. And there is just no way that African people are to allow these white people who like to fuck each other's ass. Hey, come on. That's the kind of a sense they have. They are not civilized. And that's what they like. Now, why do we allow them to just inoculate our provinces? And they can go anywhere and do whatever they want to do. And Africa does nothing. Now, my friends, gods above, the Elohim gods that create the black people. If you don't want to stand up for your identity, it's up to you. But there is going to be a shaking down of this whole bunch of nonsense. These faggot people are destroying the world. That's not what the creators intended for African people. And we are having a hard time, a tough time, understanding and allowing these white fucking ass men turning everything upside down. Turning everything upside down, I say. Okay? And instead, they take themselves back to where they belong. Where they belong is in Europe. 1.5 million years. That's where they belong all this time. But they decided that, you know, they're going to, like, take over what we have and call us by their, themselves by, you know, call themselves African names and places and stuff like that. That's what they do. It's time for this whole bunch of shit to stop. You see what I mean? Yeah. Because they are now just like playing it that, oh, they are the one and we must just step aside and allow them to fuck our ass. Come on, man. Come on. We outgrow that. We outgrow that. You think about 100,000 years that we leave Africa and come to the Western Hemisphere. Allow these faggots to come and behave like they control everything. All right. Let the Lord take control by us learning the truth. Learning the truth. You see, because these guys, they're going to go. They're going to go. It's simply because that we are just fooling around and not being serious. Well, I'm not talking about myself, because I am as serious as I think I'm going to get. So I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And, you know, there are people out there who love the truth, but there are a lot of impediments, okay? And I know for so many years that I myself struggle to find out what the truth is. All right, well, you know, it happened that I began to develop understanding. And I am glad, you know, the gods opened the door for us to know stuff. All right. So now, what I want to talk about is this. I want to talk about the fact that African people must wake up to the history of their existence. Here is a little of what I want to share with you, and new archaeological and scientific discovery made by Michael Tellinger, Joanne Aney, and a team of leading scientists show that the first civilization on Earth is no one but the Elohim. And the place is there for you to see it. The southern tip of South Africa. It's not a sport. It's a fact of life. Where human civilization began. We didn't start it. The Elohim started it. Right? And here we are. If it hadn't been for them, we wouldn't be here. All right, the rest of this. He says, yes, contrary to what is said, that human civilization first started in Mesopotamia. That's not the truth. You see, Mesopotamian come from out of Africa, you know, to start civilization in Mesopotamia. But who started the civilization? It's the Elohims that went into Africa and their mission, you see, hundreds of thousands of years, long, long before they created mankind. All right, now. So it goes on that Michael researches and reveals the mysterious ancient stone structures that occupy a vast area of ground at the southern tip of Africa. Adam's calendar. Think about this. Yes. Adam's calendar, now referred to as Encke's calendar, is the flagship among millions of circular stone ruins, ancient roads, agricultural terraces, and thousands of ancient mines left behind by vanished civilization, which we now call the first people. It never started in Mesopotamia at all. It is right over here in Africa, where these people left behind what their civilization had done, all right, and are called the first people. This is the truth about civilization. These settlements cover most of southern Africa, an area about twice the size of Texas. They carved detailed images into the hardest rock, worship the sun, and were the first to carve an image. Just one second. Okay. Now, let's get back to this. Yeah. Yes. It says, they carved detailed images into the hardest rock, worshiped the sun, and were the first to carve an image of the Egyptian Anka, key of life and universal knowledge, thousands upon thousands of years before Egyptians ever came to light. All right. I wanted to tell you that. All right. Come to the next segment now. This is the title of this segment, Keepers of the Secrets, was conveyed to mankind, astronomer, priest. Now, there's a lot that we African people are not in the know of, because these white people see to it that we don't know what is there as an history for us. These white people are doing that. Why you see they have a Bible and we believe in a Bible? It's because these white people turn us idiots. You see what I mean? And Africa don't help us at all. All right? Now, I mean, it's time for us to learn the truth. Basically, because white people are not civilized to deal with us if we begin to pay attention to the history that is Africa. Why do we allow them to keep us from knowing African knowledge? You know, I mean, do you see us preventing them from, they're not even writing their own history. They hide. It's what they're doing. And these people are nowhere in civilized sphere with the African people. But since Africa is complicit with them, this is what is happening to us. Well, now, my friends, if that's what you're up to, well, that's what you get, right? You're going to get what you pay for. But the truth is the truth. You see, and there's just no way that somebody should be penalizing you and doing all kind of stuff with your own thing. That they're following you over the past 100,000 years, come into the West and do whatever they want to do with black people. Kill you, do whatever they want. Come on. They are not, they will never be civilized. You see, they come naturally from Homo erectus. That's it. And then go and the fuck all over the place with Neanderthals. And then with black people in the steppe up there. They don't come from African territory. They do not. It's simply because we feel like we are afraid of them or something. No, it's time for them to be afraid of us. Yeah. Let the tornadoes and the hurricane and all these disasters come and wipe them out. That's what needs to happen. But it's not going to happen when we behave like we're afraid of them and we don't know who the gods who created us are, you know. Let's get rid of that. Let's get rid of that. Now, astronomer priests, we don't even know none about our Enoch and all these kind of thing that belong to African. If you know the knowledge that belongs to African, you would just like cry and you know, and wet up yourself, because it is a shame to see that we totally give away what is the legacy of the astronomer priest and all the things that we are supposed to be in control of. Now, let's go on a little further. They distinguished between the, what is this? The immovable? It must be what that is. All right. All right. Let's see what this is. IMM. All right. They distinguish between the immovable stars and the wandering planet. Knew the suns and moons movements and kept track of time, the cycle of sacred days and festivals. Yes, track of time, the cycle of sacred days and festivals, the calendar, for memory sake, I remind you the nature what's going on here? Yes, the nature which nurtures the civilized human life began the sacred days at dusk on the previous evening, a custom still retained in the black African hybrid Jewish people's calendar. Jewish people calendar. A text which outlined the duties of the Uri Gallu, this is our this is priest during the 12th. So this was the duty of the Ugorillo priest, Rigalu, the Rigalu priest, Rigalu priest, during the 12-day New Year festival in Babylonian. In Babylonian, throws light not only on the origin of priestly ritual later on, but also on the close connection between celestial observation and the festivals preceding. I take you back to the time most people have no appreciation for, but some will. The Babylonian New Year rituals evolved from the Sumerian Akiti on Earth Build Life Festival, whose roots can be traced to the state this visit by Anu and his spouse Antu to Earth circa 3800 BC, when, as the text attests, the zodiac was ruled by the bull of heaven, the age Taurus we have suggested that it was then that counted time the calendar of Nippur was granted to mankind. Here, inevitably, that hailed celestial observation and thus led to the creation of a class of trained astronomer priests. You'd never think that these things belongs to African people, but yes, it belongs to us, not sodomite people who take over African world and Africa itself. Now, the truth is here is for us to know it, is to know the truth of the first civilization of the gods in the southern tip of South Africa. We need to know the truth and stop being afraid of these sodomites who turn our world upside down. Come on. We don't belong there. We just don't belong there. Listen to these things that I am reading here. These are not joke. This is not joke. And if you understand the different places, Syria, Afghanistan, and all these places, white people don't have nothing for doing it except that we allow them to take it. You understand that? Yeah. We allow them to take it. And you think about when they follow us some 100,000 years ago and come to the West, you think about, you know, these people are out there in the steppe 1.5 million years ago. They can't do nothing for themselves. So they find out what they need to do. That is to follow us around, learn from us, and kick us out of where we are. This is what is going on. All right. Now, he goes on to say, several texts, some well-preserved and some surviving only in fragments, describe the pomp and circumstances of Anu's visit to Uruk, the biblical Erech, and the ceremony, what? And the ceremonies. And the ceremonies. The ceremonies which became the rituals of the New Year festival in the ensuing millennia. My friends, serious stuff. You know, you can read these in the Zechariah section, when time began, all these things, you're not hearing it because white people kick black people all around and do all kind of stuff. And it's like we don't have any tongue to articulate who we are. Well, I'll just say to you, if that's what you want your life to be, that's what it's going to be. That's what it's going to be. You know what I mean? But I trust in the gods that create us in their image and after their likeness. And these guys just have us turning us a fool. A fool. If we had the guts to know and to articulate, these guys would have gone back long time up in the sippy up there instead of we running around the place here and don't know what to do with ourselves. I know what to do with myself. To know the truth, identify who I am, and who we all are. Okay? There's just no way a human being, a civilized human being, is supposed to, like, drop everything and let these sodomite, honest fucking white people them, because that's what they're good for. And we have no business having them kicking us all over the place. The truth don't allow that. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And what I am telling you, I am telling you what I read, what I come to know. And if anybody, if I take anything from anybody, well, they have a right to take it from me, because it wouldn't be mine. But what is mine is mine. And the truth in the world historic record. I mean, there's just no reason why we have any cause tell these people tell us to, you know, I mean, drop our pants and let them fuck us. You see what I mean? There's no reason why. Absolutely. Look, it's just a shame. It's just a shame that these people can take over African territories 400 years and come and tell you about they have a constitution and they don't have fort of anything. They talk about in the year of our Lord. They don't have fort. You see what I mean? No, they do not. And you see all these black people up there talking and carrying on. And they don't have a drop of sense except to bow down to these fucking ass, I mean, Neanderthals people. No, we're not supposed to do that. We have our place to take care of instead of making them kicking us around. Oh, no. Now, let the Lord of the heavens take care of us instead of we allowing these fucking ass to rule us and what we have and, you know, our rule our skin too. No. Not good stuff. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And that's what I have to tell you today. And there's just no way for me to be joking. Life is as serious as it is. And you know what? If anybody has power over me, they can usurp that power, because, you know, they have the power then. But look, if they don't have that power and I can speak and I am not, you know, I mean, getting doing anything to anybody. I'm just doing what is right for me to do as an African created in the image of the gods. Thank you for tuning into the program. And that's about as much as I want to say to you today. So let's see here. I'd use a song. Where is, all right, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it. This is, all right. Peter Tosh sings this. Equal rights and justice. Thank you.
but none of them want to die.
Down in Angola, equal rights, and justice down in Bangladesh. bleeding. Why do these eyes of mine cry?
Okay, one of my favorite guitar players in the world and certainly one of the best-selling. He sells more records than anybody, I guess, for his type music. And he deserves that because he is the very best. Let's welcome Earl Klugh right here. He's one of my favorites. If it's in your heart.
Come on, get it over with. Come on down. Let's see. All right. Come on.
Yeah, see, hold on.
Ancient rule, agricultural terraces, which we now call the first people. They call detailing hard rock. Worship the sun and were the first to carve on anything.
This channel? You mean this? This done?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah.